This is Pat, and I'm glad that you are joining us as I read from the Clinton Journal for Friday, August the 21st. From the front page, the pay will double for city council next election, Gordon Woods reporting. The city council voted on Tuesday to double the annual compensation of city commissioners and nearly double that of the mayor effective the next city elections cycle. Two residents addressed the city council about the proposal. Compensation for commissioners was last set in 1995 at $6,000 and $6,600 for the mayor. A 100% increase sort of caught my attention, Clinton resident D.D. Rentmeister told the council. Rentmeister said she understood the need to increase compensation, but offered compensations with similar area municipalities. Based on the figures she offered, Monticello, a city with a population just 1,000 smaller than Clinton, pays its council members $3,600 a year. Chillicothe was at $2,400 a year. Rentmeister said Lincoln council members receive $75 per meeting. She included larger communities, such as Normal, with a population of nearly 53,000, which pays $6,800 a year. She did note that Normal obviously had more staff to handle the workload. I do understand this is a job nobody wants, Rentmeister said. But I do believe if you run for public office, it shouldn't be about, are you going to make the money? She said she felt a 100% increase was a very steep increase to do all at once. Rentmeister said that she felt the increase was especially high considering Clinton's rate of poverty. She noted that the Clinton poverty rate was 1.5 times that of DeWitt County and 25% higher than the state average. She said the increase represented an increase for the taxpayers. Resident Seth Reddington spoke against the increase for commissioners, citing the often brief length of council sessions. There are a lot of these city council meetings that are under 20 minutes, Reddington said. You can go back and look at the minutes of the meetings of the past year, 15, 20, maybe 25 minutes. He said he felt compensations for commissioners currently received was pretty good. 100% raise? That's a lot, he added. Reddington said running for public office was about improving the community and not about collecting a check. The council voted to approve the increase with one no vote from John Wise. Additionally, Sue Whitted was sworn in as the county's new commissioner of accounts and finances, filling the seat left by the recent death of Tom Edmonds. And the council approved the purchase of 803 Illini Drive, the former location of the Illinois Bariatric Center, as the location for the new city hall. Negotiations remain ongoing to a site for the new fire station. And another front page story. 2024 film featuring Clinton native is now streaming. Gordon Woods reporting. Clinton native Matthew Roberts was in Clinton recently to help his parents, Larry and Kim, celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary. Roberts is an actor based in Los Angeles, and he took some time last week to talk to the Journal about his film, Moonwater, which recently became available on streaming. Roberts plays the lead in the film, Moonwater, filmed in 2021 and released in 2024. The film recently became available on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, and Fandango at home. We filmed this in 2021, Roberts said. Our writer-director just wanted to make this movie, so he held auditions and compiled a crew together. Moonwater was shot in upstate New York and Pennsylvania. It was filmed over the course of a month. After the film premiered in the Dances with Films Film Festival, located in the TCL Chinese Theaters, Hollywood, a distributor contacted Moonwater producers and made it available on streaming services. Roberts has a 16-year history now of working in Hollywood. He said he's busy enough to be able to work pretty much full-time as an actor, but concedes work is more difficult to get these days. I moved out to LA to pursue it professionally in September of 2010, Roberts said. So going on 16 years as professionally as I can. Robert said acting work has slowed since the strikes of 2023 and the rise of AI. It's kind of been affecting things, but we make do, Robert said. Roberts has done regular work on stage as well as some things on television. This included a brief appearance on the ABC series Grown-ish, a spin-off of its series Black-ish. Grown-ish ran from 2018 to 2024. He also had an appearance on the long-running daytime drama General Hospital. I've done a couple of movies and also cinematic trailers for video games and their anniversaries, Roberts said. I've been able to do a lot of really cool things, which I'm incredibly grateful for, as well as a supporting role in a horror film called Tearsucker. Tearsucker was released in 2023. I also work in live entertainment as a performer as well, so I pretty much do this full-time, Roberts said. I do other jobs on the side as well, but I'm pretty much performing and acting full-time at this point. Roberts grew up in Clinton. He played Maroons football and graduated with the CHS class of 2004. I look back fondly and try to make it back once in a while, he said. Roberts said he was last in Clinton in 2022. He performed in church and in what was called music drama over the course of a few years, he said. I didn't really consider myself a strong actor, Roberts said. I enjoyed it, but I didn't think I could hang with the big boys. So Roberts enrolled in the Department of Cinema at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale to get into filmmaking. But I eventually switched my major with more focus on English and theatrical performance. And that kind of rekindled my passion for the craft as well as being a writer. Most of his live performance work is concentrated in the Los Angeles area, but he said he would welcome the opportunity to go on the road as well. Roberts also works on his own project as writer-producer. In our business, you have to be willing to be flexible, Roberts said. Be willing to say yes to an opportunity that comes up. He also said it was important for an actor to be able to say no when an offer was not a good fit. Clinton man on honor flight, September the 1st. Ben Whetted will take an honor flight from Springfield on September 1st to Washington, D.C. Whetted served in the U.S. Army 82nd Airborne Division from 1956 to 1959. He will arrive back in Clinton at the high school at approximately 11:30 p.m. Residents are invited to help thank Ben for his service. You can go to the website Battle Cross Crusaders for any updates. Eastern Illinois Food Bank Food Mobile in DeWitt County in September. Sponsored by Illinois Prairie Community Foundation Women to Women Giving Circle. Contact Sophie Ellis, Illinois Food Bank, 217-328-3663. And when it's going to be held? Tuesday, September the 1st, 10 to 11 a.m. at the Waynesville Christian Church, 105 South 4th Street, Waynesville. Eastern Illinois Food Bank is distributing food to local families facing food insecurity. The Food Mobile will visit DeWitt County on September the 1st to provide free groceries with support provided by the Illinois Prairie Community Foundation Women to Women Giving Circle. For a full schedule, Food Mobile facts and more, visit their website. The distribution is part of the Food Bank's Food Mobile program, a system of mobile food pantries designed to help bring nutritious food to rural or underserved areas. Updates regarding future food distributions can be found at the food bank's website at www.eifoodbank.org. We have one obituary for today, Thomas Kelsall Shettler. The last name is spelled S-C-H-E-T-T-L-E-R. Virginia Beach, Virginia. Thomas Kelsall Shettler, 77, of Virginia Beach, Virginia, formerly of Opella, passed away at 11:33 a.m. on July the 6th at Santara Hospital in Virginia Beach. Services will be conducted at 11 a.m. on Friday, August the 28th at Calvert Funeral Home in Clinton, with Reverend Paul Stroop officiating. Burial will be followed at Long Point Cemetery in Wapella. Visitation will be held from 10 to 11 a.m. on Friday at the funeral home. And from the Social Security Administration, go digital. Repay your overpayment online quickly and securely. As part of a government-wide effort to streamline payment processes, Social Security is making it easier and safer for you to repay any overpayment you owe. If you've received an overpayment notice from us, you can now pay it back online using pay.gov or online bill pay on the Bureau of Fiscal Service website. Why go digital? Electronic payments are fast, secure, and convenient. Over 80% of people who receive an overpayment notice choose to pay online, and you can too. There are many benefits to making your payment online. You can make payments safely from anywhere, anytime. Also, online payments are processed faster and more securely than mailing papers, checks, or money orders. How to pay online? If you have a remittance ID number provided in the overpayment notice, visit pay.gov for instructions on making your overpayment electronically. That's pay.gov. Prefer online bill pay? Check with your financial institution for details. Need help? If you can't pay electronically, you can still use a paper check or money order. If you don't have a bank account or need assistance, call our national toll-free number at 855-807-8807. That's 855-807-8807. That's Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30 local time. Take action today. Go digital and enjoy faster, safer way to repay your overpayment. Help us spread the word by sharing it with your family and friends. And from our op-ed page, How Much is Too Much? The On Point column by Richard Koritz. Driving into town a couple of weeks ago, I noticed a building on the west side of town advertising the building would soon open as a gaming establishment. That building is now open for gaming activities. My initial reaction to seeing the changed purpose of the building was not positive, and we will discuss gaming and cannabis establishments after a brief disclaimer. I want to stress that anyone who meets the local zoning codes and the state gaming codes is certainly authorized to establish a gaming business if that is their business desire. In like fashion, those who meet the state and local regulations can establish a cannabis-related business. That is the law in Illinois, and the public, including me, have to acknowledge that. I have never played an electronic gaming machine in Illinois in my lifetime. Neither have I patronized a cannabis-related retail store. It is simply not my desire to engage. I readily acknowledge that there are several valid medical uses for THC, the chemical in cannabis that is sought by many. As far as gaming goes, I also acknowledge that when I fill up my vehicle, I will often buy a lottery ticket. We are talking less than $10 a week. My wife and I ate Sunday dinner in Decatur this week. The couple next to us were finishing their meal, and they simply said hello as we sat down. They got their bill, and the wife left the table. She was gone for a rather long time, and I simply observed to the gentleman, who appeared to be in his 60s, that it looked like his wife had deserted him. He smiled and said she was in the gaming room. I asked him, "You're not playing?" He responded that he worked too hard earning his money to lose it in a gaming machine. After several minutes, he got up and left. His wife joined him as they departed the restaurant. It was obvious that this couple could afford to lose a few $100s, and they were going to do just fine for themselves. However, it made me think. My wife and I eat out quite often, and many of those restaurants have gaming rooms. Parents leave their children at the table to play the games. Do those parents really have the funds available to them to afford to lose $200 or so at the machines? Is this quality family time? What are they teaching their children? Again, I am not against buying that raffle ticket to support a local organization or school, but do I need to sit at a local slot machine or poker machine and simply feed the machine in hopes of a return? Are we making the illusion of easy money so prevalent that people don't realize they are losing money? The math is simple. The machines are only there because the owner is making a profit, even if he pays out a pittance to some lucky winner of $100. Add to this all of those apps that allow anyone to bet almost all sporting events, and one sees that gaming is essentially a legalized addiction. Cannabis stores and TH vending give me similar concerns. The products are not truly regulated and subject to abuse. The stores are everywhere, and there is no stigma attached to patronizing those establishments. Society has chosen to legalize pot and gambling. In moderation, neither is probably all that bad. The problem is that moderation leads to overindulgence, and then we have a social problem. That societal inclination to overindulgence is what we need to suppress in some form or fashion. I see the movement to engage in the behavior and little in the form of restraint or self-control. We have a problem that is growing. That is the problem. Richard Corix is an Illinois native, attorney, and former DeWitt County State's Attorney. And now from law enforcement, Clinton Police Department. Arrests. August the 3rd, Arthur Pride, 65, of Clinton, was charged with criminal trespass. Pride was transported to the DeWitt County Jail and released to corrections. August the 7th, Juan Britton, 22, of Decatur, was charged with driving while driver's license revoked. Britton was transported to the DeWitt County Jail, issued a notice to appear, and released to corrections. August the 15th, Josian Cassiano Saez, 21, of Clinton, was charged with unlawful display of registration. Cassiano Saez was transported to the DeWitt County Jail and released to corrections. August the 15th, Alejandro Soren Correa, 25, of Clinton, was charged with unlawful display of registration. Soren Correa was transported to the DeWitt County Jail and released to corrections. August the 16th, Connor Wynn, 24, of Clinton, was charged with domestic battery. Wynn was transported to the DeWitt County Jail and released to corrections. DeWitt County Sheriff's Office, August the 17th through the 14th. Lawrence Sims, 19, of Peoria, was issued citations for speeding 100 miles an hour in a 55 mile per hour zone and operating an uninsured motor vehicle. Matthew Leach, 36, of Clinton, was issued a citation for speeding 78 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. Leach was released, no required court appearance. William Huffman, 48, of Decatur, was arrested and charged with criminal trespass to residence. Jamelyn Hill, 23 of Lincoln was issued a citation for speeding 69 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. Hill was released with no required court appearance. Investigation into the scene of an accident which occurred on August the 8th revealed that Sherilyn Zimden, 76 of Clinton, was traveling eastbound on Illinois 10 for a significant amount of time in the westbound lane. During this time, oncoming traffic had to swerve to miss hitting Zimden. Corey Shannon, 40, was traveling westbound on Illinois 10 near the intersection of Lane Street when the driver observed the vehicle driving towards him in the wrong lane. The driver stated he slowed down and came to a complete stop in the roadway at the intersection of Illinois 10 and Overlook Point Road. Zimden struck Shannon head-on, causing significant damage to both vehicles. Zimden had total front-end damage and fluids leaking on the ground with airbag deployment. Zimden's seat belt was locked back on the side of the seat, indicating Zimden had not been wearing a seatbelt during the incident. Zimden's vehicle was towed from the scene. Shannon's vehicle had disabling damages to the front end, such as a bumper, grille, and unknown motor undercarriage damages. Shannon's vehicle was able to be driven safely the remainder of the way home. Zimden was issued a citation for operating an uninsured vehicle. Zimden was released with required court appearance. All suspects are presumed innocent until found guilty in a court of law. This week, we have the second part of the local 4-H members Shine at the County shows. And please pardon my pronunciation of names. They may not be correct. The junior showmanship, Laurel Woodbury. Intermediate showmanship, Brenly Callahan. Senior showmanship, Lexi Merriman. Junior High Point, Andy Lyons. Reserve Junior High Point, Audrey Wilton. Intermediate High Point, Brinley Callahan. Intermediate Reserve High Point, Piper Rocio. Senior High Point, Trevor Helt. Senior Reserve High Point, Stephanie Neeson. Grand Champion Halter, David Spinner. Reserve Champion Halter, Piper Rocio. Junior Versatility, Andy Lyons. Intermediate Versatility, Brinley Callahan. Senior Versatility, Trevor Helt. Fastest Flags, Trevor Helt. Fastest Poles, Brinley Callahan. Fastest Barrels, Briley Thomas. Sportsmanship, Stephanie Neeson. High Point Walk Trot, 8 to 10 years, Laurel Woodbury. Reserve High Point Walk Trot, 11 to 18 years, Emlyn Horn. Take the Lead, Stephanie Neeson. In Beef, Champion Angus Heifer, Knox Rutledge. Champion Horn Hereford, Bailey Rogers. Champion Polled Hereford Heif, Coben Swigert. Reserve Champion Pollard Hereford Heifer, Cade Swigert. Champion Pulled Shorthorn Heifer, Valerie Ruddick. Champion Seminole Heifer, Adley Hafner. Reserve Champion AOB Heifer, Corbin Swigert. Grand Champion Heifer, Adley Hafner. Reserve Grand Champion Heifer, Corbin Swigert. Third overall heifer, Adley Hefner. Fourth overall heifer, Knox Rutledge. Fifth overall heifer, Valerie Rudette. Champion pair of heifers, Ailey Hefner. Reserve champion pair of heifers, Corbin Swigert. Junior showmanship, Adley Hefner. Intermediate showmanship, Knox Rutledge. Champion, Seminole Steer, Brax Rutledge. Champion, Crossbred Steer, Knox Rutledge. Grand Champion Steer, Knox Rutledge. Reserve Grand Champion Steer, Brax Rutledge. Champion pair of steers, Knox Rutledge. Champion rate of gain market, Brax Rutledge. Goats. Grand Champion Meat Doe, Rosie Workman. Grand Champion Market Doe, Bo Steinberg. Grand Champion Market Weather, Alicia Trimble. Reserve Champion Market Weather, Aiden Smith. Supreme Champion Market Goat, Bo Steinberg. Grand Champion Small Dairy Goat Dry Doe, Elsie Boyer. Reserve Champion Small Dairy Goat Dry Doe, Lily Boyer. Grand Champion Small Dairy Goat Milking Doe, Madison Heron. Reserve Champion Small Dairy Milking Doe, Elsie Boyer. Grand Champion Small Dairy Goat Buck, Elsie Boyer. Grand Champion Small Dairy Goat Mother Daughter, Madison Heron. Reserve Champion Small Dairy Goat Mother Daughter, Lily Boyer. Grand Champion Large Dairy Goat Dry Doe, Stephanie Neeson. Reserve Champion Large Dairy Goat Dry Doe, Stephanie Neeson. Grand Champion Large Dairy Goat Milking Doe, Stephanie Neeson. Reserve Champion Large Dairy Goat Milking Doe, Olivia Tyler. Grand Champion Large Dairy Goat Buck, Stephanie Neeson. Reserve Champion Large Dairy Goat Buck, Lillian Elsie. Grand Champion Large Dairy Goat Mother Daughter, Lillian Elsie. Reserve Champion Large Dairy Goat Mother Daughter, Olivia Tyler. Grand Champion Large Dairy Goat Produce of Dam, Olivia Tyler. Best of Show Dairy Doe, Stephanie Neeson. Best of Show Dairy Doe, Olivia Tyler. Junior Showmanship, Elsie Boyer. Immediate Showmanship, Bo Steinberg. Poultry, Champion American, Sawyer Harris. Champion Asiatic, Lydia Worsham. Champion English, Lucy Smith. Champion Continental, Lily Boyer. Champion AOSB, Case Wilson. Champion Game Bantam is Lydia Worsham. Champion RCCL, Case Wilson. Champion AOCCL, Case Wilson. Champion Feathered Leg, Lydia Worsham. Champion Light Duck, Carter Harrington. Shooting Sports Competitions, Archery Shoot. Trifield Senior Combined Overall Score. And Sight Releases, the first place, Lydia Worsham. Second place, Lillian Elsie. Trifield Junior Combined Overall Score, Bear Bow. First place, Bryce Sloan. Second place, Connor Hamblin. Third place, Kaylin Dennis. Air Rifle Shoot, National Standard 3 position. First place, Kaden Dennis. NRA Rifle Silhouette, second place, Carson Dennis. We have been talking in the last few days about a total solar eclipse. So in weather history, in 2017, a total solar eclipse tracked across far southern Illinois with the longest period of totality near Carbondale. Here, the temperatures fell 6 degrees in 25 minutes during the early afternoon. Many areas in central and southern Illinois saw temperatures fall 3 to 7 degrees during the height of the eclipse. A couple of notable dates in history. 1945, U.S. President Truman ended the Lend-Lease program that had shipped about $50 billion in aid to America's allies during World War II. In 1959, Hawaii became the 50th state. U.S. President Eisenhower also issued the order for a 50-star flag. In 1997, Afghanistan suspended its embassy operations in the United States. And with that, I will close for today. Enjoy the rest of your day, and until next time, enjoy.